to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm going 1983. Oh, I think Andy, you won this one. For Giamatti.
Private eyes.
Watching you. Tell you what. Hall & Oates, they could put together some beats, man. Was I right?
It was 1981. So you were
one.
Close.
Ah, dang. Because you can't escape my private eyes. Hey, welcome back to Going Over. 590 The Fan.
I was waiting for you guys to finish.
105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.
Well, I'm waiting for you guys to finish up here.
I'm Andy Hanselman.
I'm Joe Roderick.
Hello again, everybody.
Hi.
Watching Phil Mickelson at the Masters. I love these Masters pregame shows. Jim Nance at the Masters. At noon, it's going to be Arnold Palmer at the Masters. I think that'll be a very nice tribute.
Oh, nice.
Arnie won the green jacket four times, Joe. Four times. His first one in 1960, which was ironically the first time that they that CBS aired the tradition unlike any other. Watch, oh, this shot here. If you're watching CBS.
Oh, yeah, that shot from out of the pine shots. Yeah.
And he puts it about 5 feet from the hole.
That or Bubba's shot, which one was better?
Oh, man, that one.
I mean, see, I disagree because Phil actually could see the green. Bubba couldn't.
Yeah. I don't know, but Phil had to lace it right between two Georgia pines.
That were right there in front of him, though. I go with Bubba's just because he couldn't see the green.
I know, Bubba's
and the curve that Bubba put on it, too.
They were both really good
shots.
Yeah,
they were. Hey, let's knock out some crack slippers.
Hey, some stories just weren't meant to hit the mainstream news. We picked those stories up here on Going Over. These are the Crack Slippers with Joe Roderick.
Hey, we talked yesterday about Tony Romo deciding he would retire to begin his career in broadcasting. You would think that means that he would never suit up and play professional sports again, right?
You would think.
Wrong.
Wrong?
We will not, though, see him in a Dallas Cowboys uniform. There is possibly a rumor going around that Tony Romo might be on the bench for the Dallas Mavericks for their game against the Denver Nuggets.
Like, suited up?
There are reports saying that possibly Mavericks owner Mark Cuban would be looking to put him in uniform. Mavericks aren't making the playoffs. Season's almost over.
Right.
So it'd be a nice little, I guess, tribute to a guy who was a Mavericks fan during his time in Dallas. The Mavericks are saying this isn't true, but Romo is a huge basketball fan. 6'2", by the way. Was All-State in football, basketball, and golf at Burlington High School in Burlington, Wisconsin.
He's a golfer, huh?
You knew that. He's tried to get on the U.S. Open like the past like several years.
I may have known that.
Yeah, he's trying to qualify for several years. His senior year averaged 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals.
Huh.
Those are good numbers in high school. Jeez.
Real good numbers.
Edwardsville doesn't score 24 points most games because they just sit there and hold the ball.
Right. Yeah, there's that issue with the four corners.
Well, oh God, I'm gonna hold Waldo accountable for that. Remember that time you guys won the tip and just held the ball at half court for an entire overtime?
Or the entire first quarter of the 1998 sectional championship at the Vidalabine Center, Mark Elaria standing out there at center court with the ball on his hip.
Yep. Calling him out on that. And then finally, there's a gentleman out there by the name of Ricardo Agnant. A-G-N-A-N-T.
Agnante.
Maserati Rick is what he's known as.
Maserati Rick. Does he have a Maserati?
He apparently never played football in college. But
okay.
Back in 2014, somehow made his way into an NFL regional combine at the Dolphins Training Center.
Okay.
There's actually no record that he's ever attended college.
Okay.
Agnante. Has used that one day to catfish people now for the past 3 years.
Oh, wow. How is he catfishing people?
He apparently, in April of 2014, whenever he went there, had a lot of pictures taken of him. At the combine, running sprints, signing what probably was just like a release form. Wearing a Dolphins helmet, hitting the blocks. Some of these pictures might not even be him. And he has been adding these pictures to his Instagram now for the last 3 years, using it to pick up women. He even went to a car dealership and posed in front of a Maserati claiming he was buying it. The website Baller Alert finally called him out on this.
That's funny.
He has since changed his Instagram, but apparently has catfished many, many white women.
White, LOL.
And that's how we're going to wrap it up for our show today.
It was wonderful. It was a great weekend of radio.
It was.
We had a lot of good Masters talk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of terrible impressions. I'll even freely admit it. They were terrible impressions.
Yeah. So that'll do it for us today on the radio show. We appreciate you joining us the past 2 days. The Health and Wellness Show coming up after this for Giamatti and Matt Grover back at the Archie Florin Studio.
No,
what's up next?
We've got Network Programming, CBS Sports.
Oh, Network Programming.
Network Programming.
Okay. Well, thank you, Grove. So we have that coming up next for Giamatti and Matt Grover back at the Archie Florin Studios. For Andy Hanselman, I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan.